Now on WCHL, a page from D.G. Martin's notebook.
Here's some good news about the North Carolina Bookwatch program that I host each week on UNC TV. With the fundraising season over, Bookwatch now has its Sunday at noon slot back again, and that's in addition to Thursdays at 5 o'clock. And we got some great authors who will be talking about their new books coming up in the next few weeks. I'm going to tell you about some of them. One is Michael Parker's new novel. It follows a North Carolina man who packs up a truck and runs away from his problems here and winds up in Texas. On a used car lot, he meets a woman who wants to buy the same 1984 Buick Electra that he decided to buy. And inexplicably, they buy it together. Then Parker brings the stories of these two people and the car into one surprising and very satisfying saga titled All I Have in This World. And then there is Marisha Purcell, whose debut novel 7 or 8 years ago called Special Topics in Calamity Physics was one of New York Times' 10 best fiction books of the year. We've waited for a second book. It's here. It's called Night Film. It takes us on a wild and intriguing journey into the world of a mysterious filmmaker whose cult followers and detractors collide after the apparent suicide of the director's talented daughter. Great story. And then Carolina's folklorist and scholar William Ferris, he spent a lifetime collecting and celebrating voices of the South. And so in his The Storied South, Voices of Writers and Artists, he shares his favorite memories of 26 different Southern writers, scholars, artists, composers, including people like Eudory Welty, Alex Haley, Alice Walker, and surprisingly, Pete Seeger. Another great book is The Governor's Lady by former WBTV anchor man Bob Inman. Takes us inside the government of a southern state that really could be North Carolina. Cooper Lanier, the new governor, must deal with the possibility that her husband, the former governor and now presidential candidate, is deeply involved in corrupt schemes to line the pocket of his supporters. Then there is What I Came to Tell You by Tommy Hayes. This is about Grover, a 12-year-old boy in Asheville who's lost his mom in a traffic accident, and he struggles to find solace in creating art in a little bamboo forest near his home, which is threatened when that lot goes up for sale. It's a great little story. Then there's a wonderful book by North Carolina State professor Elaine Neal Orr. It's called A Different Son, A Novel of Africa. And in this book, the daughter of a pre-Civil War Southern slaveholder travels to Africa as the wife of a Baptist missionary who's bringing the gospel to the Yoruba people in what is now Nigeria. And Orr herself was the daughter of a Baptist missionary, so she uses her characters and setting to tell what is a richly complex tale filled with universal themes and conflicts. Well, this is a great lineup for Bookwatch. Hope you'll watch. Hope you'll consider reading some of these books. See you Sundays at noon and Thursdays at 5 o'clock. This is D.G. Martin.